The Call of Islam presents Distortions of Ashura.
Ashura, Popular Distortions and Our Responsibility by Martyr Murtaza Mutahhari.
تحریف انواعی دارد و از همه مهمتر این است که تحریف یا لفظی است و یا معنوی.
Now we shall take up the different forms of tahrif. There are various kinds of tahrif, the most important of which are tahrif in words and tahrif of meaning. Tahrif of words occurs when the literal form of a statement is changed. For instance, when words and phrases are deleted or added to a statement, or the sequence of sentences is altered in such a manner as to change its meaning. In this case, tahrif occurs in the outward form and the wording of a statement. Tahrif of meaning occurs when one does not change the words which remain in their original form, but the statement is interpreted in a manner that is contrary to the intent of its speaker. It is interpreted in such a manner as to express one's own intent and not that of its author. The Noble Quran employs the term tahrif specifically in relation to the Jews. A study of history shows that they have been the champions of tahrif throughout the course of history. I do not know what kind of race this is that has such an amazing penchant for misrepresenting facts. Accordingly, they always take up professions in which they can distort and misrepresent events. From what I've heard, the world's well-known news agencies, which are perpetually quoted by the radios and newspapers, are exclusively in the hands of the Jews. Why? Because they can report the events as they wish. How amazing is the Quran's statement about them? This characteristic of the Jews, the tendency for tahrif, is considered a racial trait by the Quran. In one of the verses of the Surah Al-Baqarah, the Quran declares,
أَفَتَطْمَعُونَ أَنْ يُؤْمِنُوا لَكُمْ وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُحَرِّفُونَهُ مِّنْ بَعْدِ مَا عَقَلُوهُ.
Are you then eager that they, i.e. the Jews, should believe in you, while a party of them had heard Allah's word, and then consciously misinterpreted it after they had understood it, and did that knowingly? This means, O Muslims, have you pinned your hopes on their telling you the truth? They are the same people who would go along with Moses and hear God's pronouncements. But by the time they returned to their people's midst to recount what they had heard, they would twist it out of shape. The tahrif that they would carry out was not for the reason that they did not understand and so altered what they reported. No, they are an intelligent people, and they understand matters, the issues, very well. But despite the fact that they understand what they have heard, they would recount them in a distorted manner for the people. This is what tahrif is, that is, distorting and twisting things out of their original shape, and they carried out tahrif even in divine scriptures. In this context, in most of the cases, the Quran uses the very term tahrif or expresses the matter in some other manner. However, the exegetists have pointed out that the Quranic reference to tahrif in this context includes tahrif in wording as well as in meaning. That is, some of the instances of corruption that have occurred in the scriptures at the hands of the Jews relating to the wording and some of them relating to the meanings and interpretation. As this involves a digression from my main topic, I do not wish to discuss this matter any further.